Well, not too many, and the crab apple, and then raspberries, and we never grew too many. The neighbors grew some lovely strawberries out there on the Carnero Creek, and we grew very nice raspberries. And that's about the only fruit that I recall.
Did what would you do with the apples? Were there different ways to prepare them so you could eat them?
Oh, yes. well, the crab apple, we'd make jelly out of that. And if it was there's different varieties of crab apples. This Whitney crab is a more mellow, and they're kind of halfway eating apple a little bit. But they make very good apple butter. Yeah. My wife makes apple butter out of that.
What is apple butter?
Oh, I don't know. You just stir it. Take the peeling off of them, and instead of making the juice, you take the pulp, and then you add spices to it. You know, you've eaten the canned apple butter. Maybe you've eaten the other. I don't know. But, boy, it's good. She makes that. And we eat a lot of apple butter.
Is there another name for apple butter people use more regularly now? Would there be another name for ground-up apples? Might buy it in a can in the store now. Just wondering if you've ever heard of apple sauce.
Well, that's altogether different.
What is that?
Well, that's just that doesn't have the spices and all in it. It's not. The apple butter is a spread that you spread on your bread. As a spread, and your apple sauce is just the apples, and sometimes it's chunks. Mm-hmm. Rather, and you can also, you know, just take it and mash the pulp too. And there's ways of making. She makes different types of apple sauce, and you just eat that as a dessert in a sauce dish. See, add a little spice to it, maybe.
Growing up, did you ever eat any cherries or peaches?
Not very much growing up, because they just don't grow here. And
Do you know what folks would call the little hard thing inside the cherry? What would they call that?
Pit.
Yeah. And how about in the peach?
That's a pit also.
Okay.
Seed.
Okay. Did folks make a distinction between peaches depending on how they came off the pit? Do you remember?
It's a free stone and a cling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And were there kinds of free stone peaches that were real good to eat? I'm wondering if you ever had any Hale or Alberta peaches?
Well, the Alberta, I think, is the best one. It's hard to get them anymore, though. But it's the best one, I think. That's a freestone. And then the Hale is, I don't know, the Hale is at a, whether they're a freestone or not, I don't know.
It's a freestone too, I think.
But there are others that aren't freestone. They want to hang on to that seed.
They're not too good to eat. They're kind of,
if you get them ripe off of the trees, yeah. Good.
I was wondering, one other kind of thing that grows around here, I was wondering if it grows around here. It's something that comes up usually after pretty good rain, usually grows in kind of a dark or damp place, kind of looks like a little umbrella on the ground.
Yeah, fungus grow. Toadstool. Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got any of those?
Oh, yeah, there is one that I mentioned, the bolito bean. There's a bolito mushroom, too, which is one of the choice mushrooms. Grows out in the woods in the wilds, you know.
Okay.
Of course, one you see on the market, I don't know what to call those, but it's just the one that